Great. Thank you very much. So in terms of final conclusions, it's pretty difficult to come up with final conclusions after such a rich discussion on such a broad variety of topics, but I'll give it a whirl. So for me, some of the main takeaways of this expert forum are, first, there's a lot of great work happening in both countries and international organizations on the topic of climate change statistics. I was also reminded about how interconnected climate change related statistics are with those for hazardous events and disasters and circular economy. I was also reminded of the importance of collaboration and communication between producers and users working hand in hand, as it was highlighted on several occasions throughout the 2 days. While climate change information is spread across government departments, it is clear that national statistical offices have a lot to contribute in terms of climate change information. In particular, NSOs provide rich, reliable, non-biased time series data on the environment, the economy, and the society of the country, which can be linked together to provide solid information about climate change. And international organizations do really important work, including supporting countries as they develop their statistical programs on the topic. Finally, I was reminded that climate change is a multifaceted and complex issue, and despite our best efforts, we simply cannot put in place all of the necessary statistics and indicators in one shot. Rather, we should continue to strive for stepwise continuous improvements to support climate action. And now we're going to move to the adoption of decisions. I forgot to open the floor for comments. If anyone else has some conclusions that we have missed, we would be happy to hear from you, or just if you'd like to share anything, we're happy to listen at this point. Okay, not seeing any comments coming. Now we will move along to the adoption of the decisions. And I think there's a slide for this one. As the slide comes up, if anyone else has a conclusion. Okay, so in terms of decisions, we thought that there were three. The first is that the expert forum expressed support for the continuation of the work of the steering group. The steering group will plan further work taking into account the outcomes of the expert forum. Participants are invited to indicate their interest in joining the steering group or talking to us if you just want some more information. The next expert forum is planned for the 1st to the 3rd of September 2025. The 3rd would be a half day, just in the morning that day, in Geneva. But if any country would be interested in hosting the meeting, please, you're invited to contact the UNECE Secretariat to let us know, to let them know. So I ask for you if you have any comments about these conclusions and if you agree with them. And I'll take silence as agreement.
The gavel.
I do the gavel.
You do the gavel.
Yeah.
Yes.
These decisions are made. And with that, this is the end of the expert forum. So right now, or in a few minutes, you should receive the link to the evaluation form. Please tell us what you think about the meeting, what was useful, what you think we could improve. Your honest opinion is really important to us. We want to make this forum better every year. So now I would like to thank all of those who contributed to the meeting, all of the presenters, all of the speakers, session chairs, steering group members, and all of the participants. Thank you to those of you who prepared papers and presentations. These are tangible outputs that will remain very useful for those who attended the meeting, but also those who didn't have the chance to attend the meeting, as they're available online. I encourage all the countries and organizations to offer papers and presentations next year. I also thank all of you for active participation in the meeting, sharing your comments and questions, contributing to the flip chart discussions. I also want to thank the UNECE Secretariat for all of your help throughout the year. Thank you. So thank you to Jonathan, Stella, Gosha, and a special thanks to you, Gosha, because you've been with us for the whole, for the whole year and longer. So we thank you for all of your hard work and dedication throughout the year. You're a superstar. Now, finally, I would also like to thank the UN Conference Services and the interpreters for their great work during the meeting. Thank you. And I will now give the floor one final time to Gosha for some final announcements.